It's The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Britney Spears is revealing that she's a ghostwriter for other artists. So apparently she didn't spill all the tea in her memoir because she said, "For those of you who have read my book, there's loads of you that don't know about me, that I've written over 20 songs for other people the past 2 years. I'm a ghostwriter, and I honestly enjoy it that way." So she didn't reveal who, but she also talked about how most of the music news that comes out, she says it's trash. They keep saying I'm turning to random people to do a new album. I will never return to the music industry again. When I write, I do it for fun or for other people. And so she has done songs with Elton John and will.i.am in the past, but I was kind of thinking, I'm like, if she was going to write for the pop stars of today, who do I think she would do it for? And I have my predictions. Okay. So I came up with three artists that if I was going to take a wild guess as to who she would write music for, this is who I think so. So this is the person that reminds me the most of Britney Spears of today. To me, this is the Gen Z Britney Spears. I have a strong feeling she might have ghostwritten for Tate McRae, Blackpink. I think she may have written this controversial track featuring Sam Smith and Kim Petras. So those are my predictions for who I think she could have ghostwritten for. It's very possible that maybe she has done things that are more low-key. Maybe she wants to dive into things that are less mainstream because arguably her music's very mainstream.
What would the motivation be behind being a ghostwriter rather than just saying, "Hey, I'm Britney, I'm writing for people"?
Maybe she doesn't want all the attention. You know, maybe she just wants to be able to do it without the criticism of, is it good? What is she saying things about her life? Like, maybe she uses it as an opportunity to be able to have that creative outlet and songwrite about her life without people going, "Oh, that happened to Britney."
Mm. They misread into the lyrics and come up with their own scenarios. And also, not that you should hide yourself because of the haters, but for every Britney fan, there's a Britney hater. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, let's give this a fair chance. I'll write it as a ghostwriter, and then nobody's any the wiser, and songwriters make bank.
Mm-hmm. Selena Gomez has a new song coming out called "I Still Hate Justin Timberlake," and I'm wondering if she might have something to do with that.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she wrote that. All right. Alanis Morissette and Ciara went on a show to find out about their family roots. So Ciara found out that her husband wasn't the only athlete in her family. She found out she was related to another famous athlete. She's related to Derek Jeter.
No
That's
way.
Her DNA cousin?
Really?
Yes. So this is on the latest episode of Finding Your Roots with Dr. Henry Louis Gates Jr. And they revealed the details.
But that, like, how far, when we say DNA cousin, like,
don't matter. If you got one drop of blood in there, you can call him for free tickets.
I don't think they need free tickets.
I found out one of my cousins used to play for the Yankees. It was like the 12th picture of a year that I never even, it's like a guy I never heard of.
Is that right?
He played in like 3 games. Our cousin is Derek Jeter.
Yeah. Wow. It adds up. And on a more sad note, Alanis Morissette found out that her bloodline relates all the way back to Ukraine.
Yeah, I got Houdini. That's all I got.
How did you find out about Houdini?
Yeah.
I think my mom might have told me when she remembered stuff.
This was pre-dementia.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I traced it back, and sure enough, his real name is Eric Weiss.
Oh, very cool. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know if I'm related to anybody interesting. We did the ancestry thing like way, way back, and all we found out is what we all knew is that we were from like, you know, very Icelandic countries. And I'm like, yes, the blonde hair and blue eyes make sense now. And from Ireland, so Murphy adds up. All right, America Ferrera is addressing the biggest complaint about the Barbie movie. It's on your next eBuzz on The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.